This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 5th of December. Abbottabad Falcons kept their hopes of qualifying for the semi-finals of the Faisal Bank T20 Cup alive by winning off the final ball against Karachi Zebras. The Zebras had been bowled out for 135 after being put into bat, as Khalid Usman and Amjad Vakas shared 5 wickets. Falcons captain Yunis Khan helped his side cope with the loss of regular wickets in their run chase, and ended on 48 not out off 28 balls. Defending champion Silcott Stallions were dealt a blow, with a 42 run defeat at the hands of Multan Tigers. The Tigers made 155-8 from their 20 overs, as Sahib Maqsood, Gulwez Sadaf and Navid Yassin all passed 30. In-form left-arm spinner Zulfiqar Bawbah then took 415 in the Stallions' run chase, as they were restricted to 113 for 7. Mohammed Irfan again impressed, conceding just 13 runs from his 4 overs. Lahore Lions remain unbeaten after dispatching Quetta Bears by 44 runs. Lahore totaled a modest 130 for 9 after electing to bat against what is arguably the weakest side in the competition, but this proved more than enough. All of the Lahore attack bowled tidily, none conceding more than 6 and over, as the Bears could make only 86 for 7. Bahawalpur Stags remain surprising leaders of Group B, as they recorded their 4th straight win, this time over Lahore Eagles. Tafiq Umar and Raza Ali Dar helped the Eagles recover from a poor start with a 4-wicket stand of 74, but they could still only make 136 for 7. This proved woefully inadequate, as Imranullah Aslam hit 60 not out of only 46 balls, and the Stags won with 8 wickets and almost 3 overs to spare. Faisalabad Wolves also made it 4 wins out of 4, with a 7-wicket thrashing of Peshawar Panthers. The Panthers made 135 for 4 after being sent into bat, with Omen Israelullah making 56 off 41 balls. Despite 3 relatively early wickets, an unbroken 4-wicket partnership worth 71 between Mizbah Ul Haq and Imran Khalid got the Wolves home with 10 balls unused. At the other end of Group B are Hyderabad Hawks, who were subjected to their 4th straight defeat, this time by Rawalpindi Rams. In spite of Akhil Anjum's excellent 48 balls, 75 not out, Hawks could make only 158 for 6 in reply to the Rams' 177 for 6. Shoaib Ahmed had top score for the Rams with 50 not out of 41 balls, while their captain Sahail Tanveer made a sprightly 43. And in New Zealand, Canterbury were saved by the rain on the final day of their Plunkett Shield match against Northern Districts. After resuming on 22 without loss in pursuit of an unlikely 425, they ended on 112 for 2, as only 27.1 overs were bowled. Their captain Peter Fulton was undefeated on 68.